You step into the yard before sunrise because early light exposes mistakes you cannot afford. The air is still, and every tool waits for your judgment. Chainsaws, mowers, and trimmers look simple, but they punish anyone who rushes or trusts instinct alone. Outdoor work carries shifting ground, blind spots, noise, and moving blades that do not pause for fear or hesitation. You feel it in your shoulders the moment you reach for the first pull cord. The work demands control. It demands awareness. It demands that you treat every inch of space like it can turn against you without warning. You track the terrain, note the slope, and listen for wind that pushes branches into your path. You tighten your gloves and take one last breath before the engines fire. These machines extend your reach, but they also amplify your mistakes. Out here, safety is not a set of rules. It is a mindset you hold from the first start to the final shutdown. Chapter 1: Chainsaw Cuts Terrain. You begin by treating the ground like part of the tool. Walk it slow. Test the soil with your heel. Loose dirt shifts. Wet patches slide. Roots wait under the grass and can throw your balance without warning. You map every slope and check the overhead line for cracked limbs that might fall once the saw begins to bite. You mark your escape route, keeping it clear in case the log rolls or the branch swings. You never start a saw until you know where you will move if something fails. You bring the chainsaw close and work through inspection in a steady order. Check chain tension by pulling the links and watching for smooth return. Inspect the bar for wear. Confirm bar oil levels, test the throttle for clean response, and make sure the kill switch snaps. You do not skip any step because the moment you do becomes the moment the chain grabs, binds, or snaps. The saw tells the truth if you look early. You gear up before touching the starter line. Helmet with face shield, hearing protection, gloves with solid grip, chaps that protect your legs from a kickback strike, steel-toe boots braced for uneven terrain. You move each item into place with the same respect you give to the saw itself. This is the barrier between control and injury. You wear it without shortcuts. You place the saw on stable ground, left hand on the handle, right foot through the rear guard. You lock the chain brake. You pull the cord with clean force until the engine coughs and comes alive. You keep the bar pointed away from everything because the chain is blind and fast. You do not lift the saw until the idle settles. When you move slow and steady. Your first cuts come only after you position your body clear of the kickback zone. You angle your feet so you can step back without tripping. You bring the bar into the wood with controlled pressure instead of force. The chain does the work. Your job is to stay balanced and ready. You listen for pitch changes that signal a bind. You adjust to avoid pinching the bar. Every cut teaches you how thin the margin is between a clean slice and a dangerous twist. When you clear branches, you brace them so they do not swing toward you when the fibers release. You never cut above shoulder height because that breaks balance and steals your control. You track every movement from your hands to your stance. You keep your escape line open. You respect the weight and direction of falling pieces. The saw gives nothing back if you misjudge. When the work slows, you engage the chain brake before taking one step. You lower the saw to the ground instead of swinging it. You shut it down only after you reach a stable patch of dirt. Once the chain stops fully, you clear debris from your path. You put the saw aside and give the area a final scan to confirm nothing shifts or rolls after the cut. You finish the chapter with the ground steady under your boots. The saw cools at your side. The yard holds quiet again. You handled the tool, the terrain, and the risk, but the question stays with you. Can you keep this level of discipline when the work moves from heavy cuts to faster tasks where smaller mistakes hit just as hard? Chapter 2: Lawnmowers, Hidden Hazards Under Grass. You start with the yard at rest. Long grass hides what can break a blade or throw a stone at high speed. You walk the full space before touching the mower. You push branches aside with your boot. You lift stray wires and mark holes that can twist an ankle. A single rock left in the path can turn into a projectile. You clear the field because the mower will not ask questions once the blade spins. You bring the machine into view and run your hands across each critical point. You check the deck for cracks or loose bolts. You test blade security by locking the handle and feeling for any shift. You inspect the cables that carry brake and throttle control. You squeeze the kill bar to hear the click that tells you it still carries authority. You check tire pressure because uneven weight creates drift and instability once the yard slopes. You confirm the fuel level so the engine does not stall mid-cut. You prepare for steady work instead of rushed improvisation. You suit up with gear that keeps debris from finding weak points. Goggles that seal out fine dust, hearing protection for the hours ahead, gloves with grip, closed-toe shoes with traction. You keep pants long enough to protect skin from sharp clippings. It is basic gear, but it handles the quiet dangers that show up once the mower hits its stride. You start the engine on level ground and let it settle into a steady tone. You grip the handle with both hands. You set the cutting height before moving because you cannot adjust safely once the blade turns. Then you move forward at a slow pace until you feel the machine respond to your stride. You do not force it. You guide it with pressure and direction. The thick patches fight back first. The engine rises in pitch. You keep your hand steady and adjust your speed instead of pushing harder. When you cross a slope, you work across it when the ground allows, keeping weight uphill to avoid losing balance. When the slope is too steep, you turn and work up and down with focus on your footing. Every step matters because the mower adds weight and momentum that can turn fast against you. You avoid sharp turns while the blade is active because the deck can swing and cut into unseen objects. When you need to pivot, you slow to a crawl and reposition with care. You watch the grass trail behind the mower and check for signs of stress or overload. You feel the vibration through the handle. You hear the engine labor. These warnings matter. When you hit an obstruction, you stop immediately. You release the kill bar and wait until the blade comes to a full stop. You never tip the mower toward you. You stand to the side and clear the jam with a stick or gloved hand. Only after the path is safe do you restart the engine. The mower was designed to cut grass, not shortcuts. As you reach the final stretch, you stay alert. Fatigue leads to carelessness. You keep your hands centered on the handle. You slow down when the yard narrows between fences or walls. You hold your focus until the last row clears. When the engine shuts down and the blade stills, you step back and scan the yard. No debris left dangerous, no stones thrown, no uneven patches missed. The work is clean because you respected both the machine and the ground beneath it. You end the chapter with a new question in your mind. How do you maintain sharp awareness when the next tool demands speed, precision, and edge control in tight spaces where the margin shrinks even further? Chapter 3, Trimmers, Edges, Debris, and Control Under Pressure. You bring the trimmer out when the yard looks finished, but the details still show rough edges. This tool works fast and close, and the risks shift from heavy force to sharp debris that flies without warning. You begin by checking every part. You inspect the guard to confirm it shields the line. You check the spool for clean feed. You test the shaft for stability and look over the battery or fuel system for leaks or loose caps. A trimmer seems simple, but it reacts hard when anything slips out of place. You gear up with eye protection and long pants first. Small stones and fragments move at speeds that turn minor oversights into injuries. You adjust your gloves for grip. You settle your stance before touching the trigger. Feet planted, weight centered, arms ready to hold steady when the line meets resistance. The trimmer only works well when your posture keeps it under your control. You start slow. You tap the trigger and listen to the line spin. A clean hum tells you the head is balanced. Any rattle means a fault waiting to grow under load. When the sound feels right, you ease into the work. You trim along the fence line while keeping distance between the spinning line and the wood. You avoid angles that strike metal posts because ricochet can hit hard. You raise and lower the head with smooth movement instead of quick swings that scatter debris. The work tightens around concrete edges. You tilt the head just enough to shave the overgrowth without grinding the spool on stone. You take shallow passes rather than deep cuts that eat line too fast. Every edge demands precision because the surfaces shift from soft grass to hard concrete and back again. You track the line's length and adjust it when it drops. A short line spikes vibration. A long line risks snapping under pressure. Noise builds and debris flies. You stay aware of the space around you. You check for people, pets, passing cars, and windows within throw distance. You turn your body instead of your arms to redirect the head. You keep your back foot planted so you do not lose balance if the line catches unexpected material. These moves feel small, but they prevent injuries that happen fast and without warning. When the line wears down or breaks, you release the trigger and wait until the head stops completely. Only then do you inspect the spool. You prepare fresh line with even length and correct winding so the feed stays smooth. You confirm the guard is clear of buildup. You return to work only when the head spins clean again. As the final patches fall into place, you slow your pace. The hardest mistakes show up at the end when fatigue pushes you to rush. You finish each edge with controlled passes. You step back to check uniform height and clean borders. You power down and let the trimmer rest before carrying it away. The tool becomes quiet again, and the yard shows the work of steady hands. You gather your tools and scan the space a final time. Chainsaw, mower, trimmer. Each carried its own risks. Each demanded discipline and awareness. The cost of losing focus stayed with you through every task. As you put the trimmer aside, the truth settles in. Outdoor power tools never forgive distraction, and the only shield you have is the control you bring from the first step to the last shutdown.